We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi b'Menachem Shemichan Yachem B'Pirchus Eliyahu. We're in Temura Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Kol ha'asurin al gabei hamizbech ostrin kol shehe. Animals that are prohibited, disqualified to be used as karbanos, will prohibit a whole mixture, a whole ta'aroves, if they're mixed up with other animals that are kosher, will prohibit the entire ta'aroves in a kosher with a kosher. Any little bit, they will not be baltable rov. Normally, if you have a mixture of what we call yavesh b'yavesh, where they're solids, animals are certainly solids, they're not liquids mixed together, so they should be baltable rov. You wouldn't even need 1 in 60, but it should be just a simple majority. Nonetheless, we assume that bale chayim are chashive. Live animals are considered chashuv, have significance, and because of that, we don't apply the regular rules of batal barov. So therefore, if you have this intermingling of this mixture of animals that are not disqualified, the mizbech, but there's one animal that you cannot identify that is disqualified, and this whole mixture of 100, 1,000 doesn't make a difference. So if their animals are chulin, they have yet to be, none of them were designated as karbanos. You just know that one of them could not be used as a carbon because of whatever disqualifying feature it has. So the halacha is then you should not use any of them and no designate any of them as karbanos. Let's say they're all, you're already makdish all of them, and one of them you know is disqualified, cannot be used as a carbon. So then all of them yiru achi istavu. They all have to graze until they develop a mum, and then you can use the money to buy karbanos. But they're not going to be batal. One of the questions that's asked is that we learned already in the Mishnah in Zvachim in the 8th perek that if you have an animal and you cannot, and it's usr bahana, you can't derive benefit from it. It gets mixed up with 1,000 other animals, so you can't get benefit from all of the animals. So why would I need the Mishnah here? Once again, this is disqualified, can't be used as a carbon, and it gets mixed up with all the animals. Of course, it should be usr bakolshu. It doesn't matter. It's not going to be balta barov. So the Gemara explains that if I just had the Mishnah in Zvachim, which is speaking about a case where the animals are usr bahana, they're prohibited for benefit. That's not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah can't be used as a karma. But that's where they benefit for ana. I would have thought, so maybe because that's the cases where the animals are usr bahana, so we have to be very strict, and therefore they're not going to be batel barov. But our Mishnah is referring to animals that are only usr to be brought as karbanos, but you're allowed to get benefit from them, and in many cases you can even eat them. So then maybe I would say that this isr derabanan, which is really what it is, that it's not batel barov, would not apply in this case. On the other hand, you could look at it the other way, which is maybe the Isser Derabbanan. And if I just had this mission, I would have said, oh, I know why the rabbis figure they could be strict, because, okay, the animal's disqualified as the carbon, but you're able to get benefit from it, you're able to eat it, so therefore I have the right to be strict, at least with respect to using the animals as carbonos, that I should say it's not batel barov. But over there, in the Mishnah in Zvachim, if I didn't have that Mishnah, I would have said, maybe the Chachamim would say that we can apply the rule of batel barov, because if we would not apply batel barov, then all of those animals are completely prohibited, can't get benefit from them at all. So maybe there we would have been leaned, and therefore I need both of these teachings. So now we have a list of these animals that are usr. So number one is haroveya. Roveya. And then Vahanirba. So we've had this before. The Roveya is the male animal committed an act of bestiality with a person. Nearby is an animal, could be male or a female, upon who is the victim, really, an act of bestiality was performed on that animal, nearby. So those are animals that are going to be usher for the Mizbech. They get mixed up, only one of them is mixed up with 100, 1,000 other animals, so none of them can be used as a carbon because it's that animal, which we cannot identify, is not batel barov. Now, we mentioned before that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the animals are not usr bahana, they're just usr to be brought as karbanos. But we may remember that roveh and nirba are actually animals that are supposed to be put to death, and they are usr bahana. So the Mishnah here must be speaking about a case where we don't have proper witnesses. The Bar Tanur makes the following point. He says, roveh and nirba disnam masnisin. These cases, roveh and nirba, kigon dirava o nirba al pi eid echad, only one one person testified, so you don't have two witnesses. So the animal cannot be killed, and therefore the animal is not Osur Bahana. Or I'll pee by them. Or the owner himself comes along and admits to it. This is what happened to the animal, and therefore it can't be brought as a carbon. Okay, but it's not Osur Bahana, and it does not have to be killed because we don't have two witnesses testifying against it. And therefore, that's why this case in the Mishnah is a case where it's not Osur Bahana, it's only Osur to be brought as a carbon. On this list is Vahamuksa, an animal that is designated. Designated muktzah specifically refers to an animal that was designated as a sacrifice for idol worship. Wasn't sacrificed yet, according to one opinion. Maybe it was designated as an object of worship, still was not worshipped. But either way, whether it's a sacrifice or it's an object of worship, either way, it's something that was designated for that, but has yet to be used. Then on the list is Vahaneva. That was actually an animal that was worshipped as an idol. So a person bowed down to it. The muktzah, we said, is designated, wasn't used as an idol, but here as an object or to worship or maybe as a sacrifice. But the nevad is, in fact, was worshipped as an idol. That's on this list. That should be even more obvious than the muktzah. And then on the list is Vahel Esnan Umechir. Before we discuss the Esnan Zon and Mechir Kelev, which are really in the same category as described in Parshas Kiseitse, just one other word about this first group, the Roveya Nirba Muktzeh Nevad. The Bar Tanura quotes, Psulim Lamizbeach, Damakro, these are really all under the same pasuk. The pasuk says, Kim Vayikra Chavbez, Kim Mashchasam Bahem Mum Bum. So Mashchasam means there, to be Mashchis means to be corrupt. So the pasuk says their mashchasam, that's within them, their corruption that's within them is a blemish in them. So what that pasuk is referring to is really, it sounds like an animal that has a mum. But we're speaking about here, the Chazal assume that we're speaking about as well animals that were involved in the bestiality or designated for Avodah Zarah or worshipped as Avodah Zarah. How do I know that just because it says Mash Chasam, it's a reference to Avodah Zarah or to Erevah? So Bar Tanur says, V'tanya kol makom shenamar Mash Chasam enu ela Erevah v'Avodah Zarah. When I see Mash Chasam, although it says Mash Chasam v'hem Mumbam, so Mumbam is an animal that has a blemish. But Mash Chasam is a reference to an animal where there's erva involved or avodah zara. Erva d'chsev in Bereishis Rav ki hishchis kol basaras darko, as with Alda Aretz, which is from Parashas Noach. Hishchis, that's we assume is reference to erva. And avodah zara d'chsev in Devarim Dalid pentash chisun va'asisem lachem pesa. So that's how I know that ki mash chasam, that's the source, and mum bum, it's no different than having a mum, and therefore these animals cannot be bought as a carbon. Then we have the Esnan Zona. Esnan Zona, the Torah speaks in Parshas Kiseitse, this is the wage for a prostitute. So this is, let's say, where a tle is given, let's say a lamb is given to a woman as payment for prostitution. And Esnan Zona cannot be brought, the Torah says, specifically cannot be brought as a carbon. Mechir Kelev, Mechir is something that was used to buy a dog, to purchase a dog. That's also used as a Mechir Kelev, something used as an exchange for a dog. The Torah says that an Esnan Zona, Mechir Kelev, cannot be brought as a carbon, or anything else for that matter in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's also possible. If one of these gets mixed up with 100,000 other animals, you cannot identify it, so then none of the animals can be used as a carbon. V'hakilayim. Kilayim we've had before, the offspring between two different species, let's say the offspring of a sheep and a goat. So that's also possible to be used as a carbon. How do I know that? So that's based on the pasuk Shor O Chesef O Eis Ki Valeid. The Torah then says on the eighth day the animals are going to be acceptable as karbanos. So the extra O Shor O Chesef comes to exclude kilayim, that it cannot be brought as a carbon. Vehatrefa. Trefa is also on this list that is pasuk as an animal. Many hold, we discussed in Maseches Kulin, what potentially could make an animal into a trefa. How do we know a trefah cannot be used as a carbon? So that's it as a connection. We've had this in the past to master behema. So the Torah says that master behema, we said, kol asher ya'avor tachas hashavet. And a master behema, any animal that can go under that rod to be counted as number 10, so that's kosher for as a master behema. Since a trefah, one possibility of being a trefah is an animal that has the leg that's cut above the ankle, and that animal obviously cannot walk under the shevet, cannot be over tachas hashevet, so therefore that becomes the model, and therefore trefah, since that type of trefah cannot be used for master behema, so too a trefah, none of the trefahs can, and masa behema is a form of a carbon, and therefore trefah becomes a puzzle for all carbonos. One of the questions that's raised is a trefah should be, certainly a trefah like that, that's limping, should be able to be identified. In other words, the Mishnah is telling us, if I have any of these animals that are puzzle for as a carbon, like a trefah is able to get mixed up with 1,000 other animals, well, I can't identify it, and therefore none of them can be used as a carbon. Why can't I identify the trefah? So one explanation is maybe we're speaking about a trefah that does not have if the trefah doesn't have a mum, that doesn't have a blemish. Well, it's not really a blemish. Doesn't have this fatal defect that is identifiable. So we may remember from Maseches Chulin, there are many cases where there are trefos that is something that cannot be identified. Well, it's not identified. If it's not identifiable, so why? How? If it's not discerned, how do you know it's a trefah? So here, either you're able to identify it, and therefore it's obvious it's a trefah, and they take it out of the mixture, and then you don't have to worry. The rest of them can use as their carbon. And if you can't identify something, a fatal defect that's in one of the organs that you wouldn't know, how would I know then that even it's a trefah at all? So one interesting answer is, we're speaking about a case where it's a trefah, the animal is actually attacked by a lion or a wolf or something, and because of whatever poison that may have been through the claw of that animal that attacked it renders this animal a trefah. But all you see is that the animal's cut as some type of laceration on the animal. Well, guess what? The other animals in the mixture also have cuts. They happen not to be trefos. So here, the animals all look the same. They all have cuts on their face, let's say. But one of them was attacked by an animal that made it a trefah, because this type of animal, the perpetrator here that did the attacking, is an animal that's lethal, that would have given some poison, and you know the animal is going to die. But you can't identify it because all the animals have similar types of cuts on them. And because of that, therefore, you cannot identify. But nonetheless, there is a trefah there that potentially could be discernible if the other ones did not have it. Another possibility is we're speaking about maybe the Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, which is that the offspring of a trefah is going to be us. So offspring of a trefah is not going to look like a trefah. There's nothing. Nothing makes it a trefah, and therefore the mother was a trefah, but the child is just an offspring of a trefah. It shouldn't be able to identify anything. Perfectly healthy offspring of trefah will be possible nonetheless, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And finally on the list here is the Yotzei Dofen, which is also possible to be used as a carbon, that's for born through cesarean section. How do we know that's possible as a carbon? Shor o chesev o eis ki valeid, it has to be born in the normal way, and therefore Yotzei Dofen is excluded. And as possible as a carbon, it gets mixed up with 100,000 other animals, the whole mixture, none of the animals can be used as a carbon. Now the Mishnah asks, Ezehu Muksev, so we explained this already, the Mishnah explains it now. What's that Muksev, that animal that was designated for Avodah Zarah, that's Aser, HaMuksev Avodah Zarah Hu Aser, Umasha Alav Umutar. Mishnah says only the animal is Aser for the Mizbeach, but it has anything, any ornaments, anything that it's wearing at the time that it was designated, so that is permitted even to use it in the Beis HaMikdash. It has some gold, you want to use it to cover the Mizbeach with that, that's no problem at all. Ezu Nevad, what is the animal that was worshipped? What does that mean? Kosha Ovdenoso. An animal, in fact, that was worshipped as an idol, can't be used as a carbon. But here, who umasha alav aser? Here we say not only the animal, but that which it's wearing as well when it was worshipped is going to be aser. But either way, the Mishnah concludes, both the Muktzah and the Nevad can be eaten. There's no Isser Hana that usually applies to idols, as we mentioned. Because remember, the beginning of the Mishnah, the Nevar, this is a whole list of animals that cannot be usher for benefit. So why then not usher? So we assume that we, when it comes to, although midoraisa, anything that was worshipped should be usher bahana, it does not apply to living creatures. Living creatures that were worshipped are not going to be usher bahana, and therefore zevazeh mutarim ba'achila. Perek Vav Mishnah base, Ezu is Estan. So now we want to know this harlot's wage. This, for prostitution, we said an animal that was given cannot be used as a carbon. So the Mishnah gives an example. Hey, lich tale zebischarech. Here someone said, here, take this lamb as your wage. So that lamb, since it's being used as the wages for the zona, that's going to be prohibited. That's the esten zona. And afilu mea kulan asurin. And that's what we mean. We mentioned about if they get mixed up in the whole mixture. This is the Mishnah is telling us something else. Afilu mea kulan asurin is saying even if the person gave the woman 100 sheep, lambs, for the schar, there will also al gabei hamizbeach. I mean, he told her, I'm going to give you one lamb, one tlet, and that's it. And he ended up giving her 100. So the halacha is that all are asur. Maybe I would have thought, okay, the extra 99 are not part of the, that's not estanzo, it's not the part of the wage of the prostitute. Nonetheless, the halacha is, no, we consider this as well, that's going to be asur. All 100 are going to be prohibited. What's the definition of a zona? We'd like to, very important to know, so that I know that the estan zona, what's the status of the estan, the gift that was given, what type of cohabitation are we speaking about that renders this woman a zona, and therefore that which is given as a gift is considered estan zona. So we assume, we usually define that what is considered a zona is defined by that a non-Jewish woman, that's one possibility, that the man is having relations with a non-Jewish woman, or a Jewish woman whose tashmish with the man would now would make her usher to a kohen as a zona. So a woman is not permitted to marry a kohen, as the Torah mentions when it comes to kahuna that they have a whole list. Almana to a kohen gadol, grusha to a kohen hedyot, chalutza midrabanan, and a zona is on that list as well. So a woman is permitted to marry a kohen if she lives with a man, has relations with a man who the Torah forbids to have relations with if the punishment is going to be kares or misas beistin. So, but that's normally, that would create, under normal circumstances, we assume that the offspring of kares or misas beistin is going to be a mamzer. But there's an additional prohibition as well that will render a woman a zona, and that is where it's, where even a lav, so not only where there's prohibition, where the punishment is kares or misas beistin, but even where there's malchus, even where it's simple lotase as well. So since the definition of a zona is a woman who is who lives with a man for whom she can't have relations, even if it's a lotase only, not only even if it's not punishment of kares, even if it's not misas beistin, just a lotase, just a negative commandment, so therefore the payment for a tashmish that now falls under this esnan isser, that animal cannot be used as a carbon, is a woman, is either where the payment was given to a woman who was either not Jewish, and it's a man giving to a non-Jewish woman, or because that type of relationship, of course, is prohibited as a lav, and if she's Jewish, it would be forbidden for her to have relations with this man, even if it's just a lav. But let's say the woman is permitted to this man, even though, let's say, she's unmarried, which we certainly would not allow. The payment that he gives her is not considered esnan, according to many rishonim. And according to this opinion, if let's say she was a prostitute before this, she actually lived with a man who she's a usher, she's forbidden to be with. Nonetheless, since this particular act of with this man, where he's paying, giving the wages, is not such, she's a woman who is not married and actually permitted to him, although, you know, they shouldn't be together when she's unmarried. Nonetheless, that which she gives her is not going to have the status of esnan zona. And others disagree. Some claim that no, not only a payment for where there's an act of prostitution is prohibited as esnan zona, but even paying a woman who is a zona, even if she's not permitted to this particular man, but because of a previous act, she has the status of a zona, so then she, which would make her prohibited to a kohen. So therefore, even for this act, although this woman happens to be permitted to this man, nonetheless, this would be esnan zona as well. Then the Mishnah says, v'cheina omer lachaveru hot l'chot toleh zeh v'talin shifchascha etzel avdi. Take this lamb and let your shifcha spend the night, talin, with my eved, with my slave. This is speaking about an eved ivri, says the Bar Tanura, be'ed eved ivri she'ein lo isho vanim mayri. So in this week's parasha Shpatim, we speak about an eved ivri, even though it's a Jewish slave, the husband, the master, has the right to give this eved ivri a shifcha kananis in order that they have children, and those children will belong to the master. So, but that's only if the man comes in married already, has isha ubanim, then he can give her shifcha kananis. But says the Bar Tanura, she'ein rishus biyad rabo limsol lo shifcha kananis lo dimen avadim kaven shelo haisa lo isha mitzchila. But if he comes in as a slave in eved ivri and he's not married, he doesn't have children, so therefore, this shifcha, he's not permitted to give her shifcha kananis. So that's the discussion over here. This is, and that's why, since it's forbidden for this slave to have relations with this shifcha kananis, so therefore there's a question. Potentially, this teleh would be usher as a carbon and into the category of esnan zona. So that's a debate. That's a machlokas tanoim. Rebbe Omer eino esnan. This does not have the status of esnan. Why does that have the status of esnan? Because Rebbe must hold either against the opinion we just said and holds that in fact though you can give it a shifcha kananis to an eved ivri even though he's not married, and therefore this would not be a problem at all here with this eved ivri, because shifcha kananis, giving the gift, is not a problem because the woman is actually mutatim. Or maybe Rebbe believes that since, in general, you're permitted to give shivcha kananis, not really a woman who's usher to an eved ivri. Maybe usher in this particular case, but had he been married and had children, he would be able to live with the shivcha kananis if he came into to his master married. So therefore, we're not going to say in this circumstance when he's not married that she's absolutely usher to the extent that if he paid her, that would have the status of esnan zona, and therefore that's Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe Omer eino esnan, but v'chachamim omrim esnan. V'chachamim say the bottom line is that this woman, since the eved ivri came in not married without children, so therefore shivcha kananis is asertim. Giving her money is considered esnan zona, and therefore that money, or the, in this case it was a tle, it was a sheep, and therefore that sheep is asertim to be brought as a carpet.